This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Nancy Levance joining us as well. And today is the 1st of March already, 2014, ladies and gentlemen, as this year is speeding rapidly by. And certainly part of the reason why the year probably seems to be speeding rapidly by is there's just no shortage of things happening in our world today. Things are speeding along and speeding up, and I don't like the direction that they're speeding. It looks to me like, ladies and gentlemen, we're headed for another world war. And I wish I could say otherwise, but we have a Russian warship stationed off the coast of Havana, Cuba right now. The situation in Ukraine continues to spiral out of control. And, of course, as we told you last week, this was a situation that was orchestrated by the U.S. government. This is something that our CIA is on the ground over there, stirring up trouble, destabilizing regimes, as we have, our government has every place it goes. And this is just another example of this. And it's a very volatile situation that has been engineered. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit here at the outset of the program as well. And later on, we're going to get into some of what we have information here from Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. He spoke at the National Press Club a couple of weeks ago. We're going to tear apart some of the stuff he had to say because it goes right into a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on a regular basis with Vicki Davis, the triple helix model, the model for the economy, the United States government being taken over by a fascist. We're being morphed. Our economy is being morphed into a fascist dictatorship for the major corporations. And that really, folks, those two things that I just started the program out seem to be like two polar opposites, but they're really not. Because what's going on in the Ukraine right now really is very much in line with this morphing of our economy to a corporatist fascist system. Because over there, again, the Ukraine rejected the European Union's, participating or joining the European Union. And that is why they had been targeted for regime change. So we'll get into that a little bit more as time progresses, but I want to bring up Nancy Levant. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I want to tell you that I was sitting here thinking, as our music was playing this morning, identically with you, what came out of your mouth. We are, the World War III is about ready to begin. I was sitting here thinking of all of our young men and women who do not have jobs, all of our college graduates who do not have jobs. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, they're going to be soldiers now.
Yeah, it seems to be the pattern. Every time they get into an economic decline, an economic problem, that seems to be the pattern, that we always go to war, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it was orchestrated in World War One. It was orchestrated in World War Two. They steal all the money. Then the countries have no money to operate, and so they go to war.
Yeah, and, you know, the average person, unfortunately, doesn't pay attention to what happens. Well, they barely pay attention to what happens in their own country. There's too many distractions, too many things, too many entertainments. Breads
many
and circuses. Breads and circuses, ladies and gentlemen. They don't give you any shortage of things to keep you occupied, so you're not paying attention to what really matters. But this thing that, as I see it developing, is something that I'm very concerned about.
Oh, me too, Darren. Me too.
Basically, what we have is, what appears to me is we have a divided Ukraine right now. They're looking like they're headed towards civil war. We've got the Russians invading Ukraine. So it looks like we're already fighting kind of an indirect war with Russia in Ukraine. We have Obama issuing warnings.
Russia's now talking about pulling their ambassador out of the U.S. Their Senate just voted to use force. I mean, this thing's coming.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And this is something that the powers that be have been working on for a long time and haven't got. And, you know, Paul Craig Roberts has a very interesting article out, actually a couple of weeks ago, but it's still germane for the moment. He says, Washington orchestrated protests are destabilizing Ukraine. Washington, it says, the protests in the western Ukraine are organized by the CIA, the U.S. State Department, and by Washington and EU-financed non-governmental organizations that work in conjunction with the CIA and the State Department. The purpose of the protest is to overturn the decision by the independent government of Ukraine not to join the EU. And we told you folks this last week. The U.S. and EU were initially cooperating in the effort to destroy the independence of Ukraine and make it a subservient entity to the EU government in Brussels. For the EU government, the goal is to expand the EU. For Washington, the purposes are to make Ukraine available for looting by U.S. banks and corporations and to bring the Ukraine into NATO so that Washington can gain more military bases on Russia's frontier. There are three countries in the world that are in the way of Washington's hegemony over the world: Russia, China, and Iran. Each of these countries is targeted by Washington for overthrow or for their sovereignty to be degraded by propaganda and U.S. military bases that leave the countries vulnerable to attack, thus coercing them into accepting Washington's will. The problem that has arisen between the U.S. and EU with regard to Ukraine is that Europeans have realized that the takeover of Ukraine is a direct threat to Russia, which can cut off Europe from oil and natural gas. And if there is war, completely destroy Europe. Consequently, the EU became willing to stop provoking the Ukraine protests. The response of the neocon Victoria Nuland, appointed Assistant Secretary of State by the duplicitous Obama, was F the EU. As she proceeded to describe members of the Ukraine government that Washington intended to impose on a people so unaware as to believe that they are achieving independence by rushing into Washington's arms. He says, I once thought that no population could be as unaware as the U.S. population. But I was wrong. Western Ukrainians are more unaware than Americans. The orchestration of the crisis, quote-unquote, in Ukraine is easy. The neocon Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland told the National Press Club in Washington on December 13th that the U.S. has invested $5 billion in agitation in the Ukraine. Now, unfortunately, I'm up against the clock here. I do have the audio of her saying that. In fact, well, let me just see here if I have time to play it. We'll just play a little of this.
Since Ukraine's independence in 1991, the United States has supported Ukrainians as they build democratic skills and institutions, as they promote civic participation and good governance, all of which are preconditions for Ukraine to achieve its European aspirations. We've invested over $5 billion to assist Ukraine in these and other goals that will ensure a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine. today there are senior officials in the Ukrainian government, in the business community, as well as in the opposition, civil society, and the religious community, who believe in this democratic and European future for their country. And they've been working hard to move their country and their president in the right direction. We urge the government, we urge the president to listen to these voices, to listen to the Ukrainian people, to listen to the Euromaidan, and take Ukraine forward. The support of the people in this room.
Okay, I'm going to leave that there, right there. In the interest of time, we got the break coming up. But there you go, folks. The Assistant Secretary of State, you just heard her say, the U.S., in the lead up to these so-called protests, these so-called uprisings, was pouring $5 billion into the Ukraine. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't
all right, we're
going to
take
amazing?
A quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, by the way, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And in the first segment of the broadcast, we were talking about how the United States is headed toward war. It looks to me like, and I think, Nancy, you're concurring with this, that we are headed toward another world war. And certainly I think this is a pre-planned situation. Things aren't going in accordance with... You know, here's the thing, folks. The economy has been destroyed. We are on a fiat monetary system, which, you know, every fiat monetary system in the world has collapsed anytime it's ever been tried. So history tells us this whole dog and pony show, this whole house of cards can't last forever. And they need some kind of way.
They quote-unquote fix it the same way every time. They initiate world wars.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's it. Yeah. So here we go again with another another created crisis, and certainly this was a created crisis. Before the break, we played audio from Victoria Nuland, who's the Assistant Secretary of State, where she's basically saying, and I'll just play it again real quick here, because I think this is important. She's admitting, this is quite an admission, that the United States was pouring money into the Ukraine prior to all of this so-called uprising.
Since Ukraine's independence in 1991, the United States has supported Ukrainians as they build democratic skills and institutions, as they promote civic participation and good governance, all of which are preconditions for Ukraine to achieve its European aspirations. We've invested over $5 billion to assist Ukraine in these and other goals that will ensure a secure and prosperous and democratic Ukraine. Today, there are senior officials in the Ukrainian government, in the business community, as well as in the opposition, civil society, and the religious community, who believe in this democratic and European future for their country. And they've been working hard to move their country and their president in the right direction. We urge the government, we urge the president to listen to these voices, to listen to the Ukrainian people, to listen to the Euromaidan, and take Ukraine forward. The support of the people in this room is absolutely essential. We thank you for all you are doing. We thank you for your partnership all these years, and we look forward to continuing to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we take Ukraine into the future that it deserves. Thank you very much for the time today.
In other words, listen or else. Work with us or else.
Did you hear what she said?
It's incredible.
As we take Ukraine into the future.
Yeah, so Washington is meddling again, and was meddling again, and when Ukraine backed away from this EU agreement, they said, all right, that's it. We got to get a government in there that we can work with. Folks, this is all about the New World Order. This is all about building hegemony over the entire planet, and this is another example of the trouble that they cause everywhere they go. Now, getting back to Paul Craig Roberts, he says, he says, the hatred of Russia in Western Ukraine is so dysfunctional that the duped protesters are unaware that joining the EU means the end of Ukraine independence and rule by the EU bureaucrats in Brussels, the European Central Bank, and U.S. corporations. Perhaps Ukraine is two countries, the Western half, could be given to the EU and U.S. corporations, and the eastern half could be reincorporated as part of Russia, where the entire Ukraine resided for as long as the U.S. has existed. The disaffection from Russia that exists in Western Ukraine makes it easy for the EU and U.S. to cause trouble. Those in Washington and Europe who wish to destroy Ukraine's independence portray an independent Ukraine as a hostage of Russia. While Ukraine in the EU is allegedly under the protection of the EU, of Europe and the U.S., the large sums of money that Washington funnels into NGOs, now listen to this, folks, the large sums of money that Washington funnels into NGOs in Ukraine propagate this idea and work the population into a mindless frenzy. I have never in my life, he says, witnessed people as mindless as the Ukraine protesters who are destroying the independence of their country. The U.S. and EU-financed NGOs are fifth columns designed to destroy the independence of the countries in which they operate. Some pretend to be human rights organizations. Others indoctrinate people under cover of education programs and building democracy. Others, especially those run by the CIA, specialize in provocations such as the so-called Pussy Riot. Few of any of these organizations, these NGOs, are legitimate, but they are arrogant. The head of one of the NGOs announced prior to the Iranian elections, in which Mousavi was Washington's and the CIA's candidate, that the election will result in a green revolution. He knew this in advance because he helped to finance it with U.S. taxpayer dollars. He says, I wrote about it at the time. Anyway, the Ukrainian protesters have been violent, but the police have been restrained. Washington has a vested interest in keeping the protests going in the hopes of turning the protests into a revolt so that Washington can grab Ukraine. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution threatening sanctions should the violent protests be put down by the police. In other words, if the Ukrainian police behave toward violent protesters in the way that the U.S. police have toward peaceful protesters, it is a reason for Washington to interfere in the internal affairs of Ukraine. Washington is using the protests to destroy the independence of Ukraine and has ready the list of puppets that Washington intends to install as Ukraine's next government. So we know the president over there has already been ousted. But, you know, one way or the other, they intend to get their people in. And this rivalry between the United States and Russia seems to build. Nancy, I don't know if you had anything to add with that.
Well, you know, it's not only the Ukraine. Look at the destabilization of the Mideast. Look at the destabilization of Venezuela. There's all kinds of stuff going on in Haiti. It's all around us. It is literally all around us. And you know what's interesting, Darren, is this experiment with globalism has just literally destroyed the nations of the world. Just literally destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the plan in their destruction is to go on and wreak war destruction and to fill their coffers again. And, you know, these people are psychopaths, Darren.
Yeah.
Their disregard for humanity is just beyond comprehension. They are psychopaths.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier that Russia has put their military in there now. AP reported this is actually dated today. Russia's parliament granted President Vladimir Putin permission to use the country's military in Ukraine, and also recommended Saturday that Moscow's ambassador be recalled from Washington. That was what you were telling me earlier.
Yes.
Over comments made by President Barack Obama. The unanimous vote in an emergency session formalized what Ukrainian officials described as an invasion of Russian troops in the strategic region of Crimea. This is not looking good, folks. This is not looking good at all.
Nope.
And we mentioned that the Russian warship is parked outside of Havana, off the coast of Havana. And actually, it's not off the coast. It's anchored right there. They haven't said anything about that.
They're all over. They've got Russian warships all over the Arctic Alaska.
Let's take the break here, Nancy. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
My youngest son came home today. His friends marched with him all the way. The fife and drum beat out the time, while in his box of polished pine, like dead meat on a butcher's tray, my youngest son came home today. My youngest son was a fine young man, with a wife, a daughter, and two sons. And a man he would have lived and died, till by a bullet sanctified. Now he's a saint, or so they say. They brought their young saint home today.
How many more, ladies and gentlemen? How many more have to die in the Middle East? How many more have to die globally in these senseless, endless wars? And once again, they're engineering another one for us.
And their wars, because they want all the power. They want all the power in the entire world, and we're supposed to fight to give it to them?
Well, all I got to say is it's not, you know, it's never going to end until people stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to go. I won't fight in your wars. I'm not going to go. We're not going to send our children off to fight and die in these senseless slaughter fields.
We're not going to send our children to go off and fight and die for your dictatorship, your global dictatorship.
Yeah, and that's what it's about.
This is a
world order. It's like that statement by Arthur Schlesinger Jr. in Foreign Affairs. In defense of the world order, U.S. soldiers will have to kill and die.
Yeah.
We're not going to have a world order without paying for it in blood, words, and money. That's what he said. Now, it's not going to be his blood. And it really isn't going to be his money. Words are cheap. They come very easy, especially when they're all lies. Welcome back to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. I think, you know, USA Today says raising the ghost of the Cold War, a Russian spy ship has docked in Cuba amid Moscow's deepening conflict with Ukraine and President Vladimir Putin's plans to extend his country's global military footprint. The Viktor Leonov CCB-175, an armed intelligence-gathering vessel built for the Soviet Navy in the late 1980s, quietly arrived Wednesday, according to news reports. Cuban media have so far not mentioned the visit, unlike previous arrivals of warships from its former close ally. The Viktor Leonov, which also visited Havana in September 2012, was docked Thursday at a cruise ship terminal and is slated to leave Friday, a Russian embassy official told Reuters. He described the visit as friendly. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. So, we've got jobless numbers, ladies and gentlemen, out. And yes, they are related to what we're just talking about. Bloomberg says jobless claims in the U.S. climbed last week to one-month high. More Americans than forecast filed for applications for unemployment benefits last week, a sign the labor market is improving in fits and starts. Let's see.
Unreal.
More unreal. Americans, you know, what am I not seeing here? More Americans than forecast filed applications for unemployment benefits last week, a sign the labor market is improving?
Hello?
Is this... Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an Orwell's world. Ignorance is strength, war is peace, freedom is slavery, and now the fact that more Americans are filing applications for unemployment means the labor market is improving. But that's what I'm seeing right before my face here. You see, jobless claims increased by 14,000 to 348,000 in the week ending February 22nd, exceeding all forecasts in a Bloomberg survey, and the highest level in a month from 334,000 in the prior period, a Labor Department report showed today in Washington. And that was just a couple of days ago. In the meantime, Fox Business says long-term unemployment still searing and Congress is still struggling for solutions. Now, if Congress really wanted solutions, all they would have to do is rescind all of these international trade entanglements which caused our major corporations to outsource their businesses to foreign countries like communist China and Mexico. That's all they would have to do. By slapping stiff tariffs on imports, major corporations would have a disincentive to outsource jobs to foreign countries. But we can't do that, folks, because, hey, that would interfere with our ability to have our globalization schemes. Now, wouldn't it? So we got to play along in this game, because anything that's against globalization is so-called protectionism. And we can't have that now, can we? Because protectionism amounts to national sovereignty. And nationhood has got to be an obsolete notion. Nationhood has got to take a back seat. Nationhood has to be destroyed every place it has ever existed, in favor of regionalism and regional governance. Hence, European Union. Hence, Asian Union. Hence, African Union. Hence, American Union.
Yep. And, of course, our president was just down there with the quote-unquote American Union leaders, what, last week?
Right. Yep. And we talked all about that last week on the broadcast. So
yep.
Go into the archives if you missed that one. So we got the situation going on with Detroit. Detroit's taking the brunt of a lot of this economic decline. Mayor Duggan says, you know, they're getting ready to bulldoze like 70,000 houses, empty houses there in Detroit. This
yes,
is, by the
exactly.
way, you remember the model for Flint, how Flint was shrinking its city? Well, Detroit's getting ready to shrink its city as well.
Yep.
Much of Detroit, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be green space, which is right in line with Agenda 21. AP reports in the nearly 2 months that Mike Duggan has been the Detroit's mayor. He's met with President Barack Obama, public bus riders, city workers, and anyone who will listen to his message that the city is changing, this time for the better. He said Wednesday night during his first State of the City address that he and other elected officials are addressing blight, unemployment, crime, poor public transportation, snow removal, and many of Detroit's other problems. The 45-minute address was the first such speech since Detroit's finances fell under the control of state-appointed emergency manager Kevin Orr. See, we have a financial martial law basically taking place here in Michigan. The governor now has been bestowed the authority to basically take over cities and overthrow duly elected officials. And that's what's going on in Detroit right now. And never mind the fact that the people voted it down. They just, you know, muscled it right back in. They decided
yep.
when the people decided to reject the what they did is they issued a, they first passed a law like that. Then they passed another law updating the old law. And the voters rejected. They put that law, the second law, on a ballot initiative. The voters rejected it. And so what do? The governor and the legislature here says, well, you know, the voters voted down. They voted down the second law. Well, we'll just put the first one right back in. It's just unbelievable what's happening.
Well, and let's not forget Iran. Let's not forget the fact that we tried to go in there and that didn't work. And now we've got reports saying that Iran is advancing its nuclear program. They don't care. We've got Israel threatening Lebanon and saying, well, we just struck you with our missiles, but if you retaliate, then we're going
right.
to... Then
hold
the
it right
gonna,
there.
I mean,
keep your thoughts
me.
In place. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Go there and check out all the latest information. Nancy is busy working on a regular basis to post stuff and keep things updated there. So the website, once again, governamerica.com. Nancy, before the break, I had to interrupt you. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
Well, it's just everywhere, Darren. It's the destabilizing is everywhere. The Mideast is an absolute catastrophe. Practically every nation in the Mideast. We've got Israel sword rattling with Lebanon. We've got the European Union. Those poor people in those countries are just having a horrible time. All of Europe is an economic catastrophe. Excuse me, we have Venezuela falling apart. We've got Brazil falling apart. We've got Haiti falling apart. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And we're in all of it.
Yeah, it's all designed. It's all by design. And that's the sad thing to realize. Everything, all of this trouble that's being caused, folks, is being engineered behind the scenes. On purpose. Detroit, we were talking about Detroit and the economy here in Michigan as well as Across the country, as unemployment is back up again, not that it ever really went down, but now Detroit's supposed to be emerging from bankruptcy. And we talked about how they are, you know, we talked about the Cypriot bailout or bail-in, as it was called, and how this was going to be the template for the entire world. You know, after Cyprus did their bail-in, basically stealing the people's money out of their bank accounts, I think it was up to like 40% in some cases. You know, they came out, other countries came out after that and said, hey, we can do this now. We can do this too. We have a new template for dealing with revaluing banks. This is a new thing we can do now. And now we see Detroit is targeting the people's retirement. LA Times says Detroit's plan to emerge from bankruptcy this year largely hinges on significant cuts to city workers' pensions and retiree health benefits. Actions vehemently fought by the public employee unions, as well as decreased payments to bondholders, according to a blueprint filed Friday to restructure the city's $18 billion debt. Now, you say, well, that's Detroit. You know, if I don't live in Detroit, why should I care, huh? Here we see from Bloomberg, Detroit bankruptcy prods cities to target pensions. They say local officials in at least 10 states are trying to cut pensions of municipal workers or eliminate defined benefit plans, pointing to Detroit as a symbol of the peril of growing retirement costs. So, folks, here's how it starts, okay? You can say, well, those are public employees, that's all tax-funded, they should get a haircut. And I hate that terminology, by the way, haircut.
Huh.
But they say, you know, but this is how it starts. It starts with the public pensions. And don't kid yourself. Congress has already held hearings about, what was it called, guaranteed retirement accounts? And how they could have some kind of a government retirement plan. You know, I thought we had that already. It's called Social Security. And hasn't that worked out really well for us? But no, no, no. There's too much money to be stolen. So we got to advance
exactly.
It out into more.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's going to have any retirement. There.
Well, the bottom line is, and you know, and it really dovetails just nicely with Obamacare. Yeah, you know, if you have retirement, you're a leech on the system. And, you know, here we go with the Obamacare thing. Daily Caller says, uninsured opposition to Obamacare reaches all-time high. They say Americans without health insurance have never seen Obamacare in such a negative light. Well, gee. Could it be that, know, that they don't have health insurance?
Well, you know, yeah, I hate to say it, but duh. Everybody knew this thing was a catastrophe. As soon as it came out, everybody saw that no one could afford it.
Well, you know, I thought universal coverage meant, universal coverage. They say, Kaiser Family Foundation's monthly health tracking poll found that in February, 56% of the uninsured view the Affordable Care Act unfavorably. Yeah, maybe that's because they're uninsured. The percentage of uninsured with a positive view reached its lowest point since Kaiser began tracking reactions in March of 2010 when Obamacare was passed into law. Just 22% of uninsured Americans have a generally favorable opinion about the law. And these people evidently are still in denial. You know, I don't know, folks. This is pretty amazing. You know, we got Harry Reid talking about how everything that has been said about Obamacare, all the horror stories, you know, the horror stories of people losing their insurance and people not being able to have predetermined or pre-existing conditions treated, you know, very much the way the president promised it, you would not be denied treatment if you have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, guess what? Everybody's being denied.
Well, Harry Reid says that's all in your head. All those stories are untrue.
Despite all that good news, there's plenty of horror stories being told. All of them are untrue, but they're being told all over America. The leukemia patient whose insurance policy was canceled would die without her medication. Mr. President, that's an ad being paid for by two billionaire brothers. It's absolutely false. Or the woman whose insurance policy went up $700 a month. Ads paid for around America by the multi-billionaire Koch brothers, and the ad is false.
Okay, so the Koch brothers are just all making it all up. Nobody's losing their health insurance. Nobody, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's all in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all in your head. In the meantime, we see Obamacare enrollees finding it impossible to cancel their plan. They say a Florida TV station reports that a man has spent 50 to 60 hours trying to cancel his Obamacare plan, and he still can't get off of it. We are hearing about a new problem that involves the Affordable Care Act, said the anchor. People who signed up for coverage are finding it impossible to cancel their plans. Yeah, you know, they're it's kind of like a roach motel. You check in, but you can't check out. They say Channel 9's Lori Brown spoke with an Orlando man that has been unsuccessfully trying to cancel for more than 6 weeks now. Anyway, they go on to talk about how he, you know, with all his problems associated with that. So you couldn't sign up, now you can't unsign. So there you go, folks. In the meantime, so much going on. We have global warming news again, Nancy. Apparently, more record lows are shattered here in Michigan. There were two cities that were just hit below 40 degrees below zero this past week.
Yep.
Record low temperatures all over the state, all over Wisconsin, much of the nation, record low temperatures everywhere. And when we come back from the top of the hour news, I want to get into some of the things that our illustrious energy secretary had to say, not only about global warming, but about their, quote, energy policy to begin with, because it really goes in line with all this globalization stuff and everything that we're talking about with regard to the new European Union model of economy that's being implemented globally. Another reason why Ukraine has to take a dive when they don't go along with the New World Order. So we're going to take the top of the hour break, have the news and some commercial breaks, and we'll be back in a moment with hour number two. And later on in the broadcast, we'll open up the phones for your calls as well. Stay with us. This is Govern America here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.